They're not my kids, and not my problem. About a month ago, I found out both of my children were the results of my soon-to-be ex-wife's affairs. I've had a feeling for a while now that both them were not mine. 6 years ago, when my son was born, I was the happiest I had been in my entire life. I had married my best friend, we had a child together, and everything seemed amazing. That was until he started getting older. After a few years, I started to have doubts that he was actually mine. He did not look like my child. The more he started to grow, the more I realized just how different he looked compared to what I would expect a child of mine to look like. I am not petty or paranoid enough to let that alone drive me. It was my W.R. of a wife that really set my alarms off. Whenever she went out, she never went where she said she did. She would have huge holes in her schedule she could never explain to me. She would refuse to allow me to interact with anyone from her workplace, and a close friend of hers accused her of flirting with her SO at the time. It did not help that soon after our son was born, her lies started to catch up with her. Still though, I loved her like the fool I was. She told me up and down how much she loved me whenever one of her lies caught up with her. She had convinced me that despite the fact she was a lying and manipulative woman, that she wasn't a lying manipulative W.R. Last year, she got pregnant again, and I still held out a small bit of hope that it was mine. But when her daughter was born, it was obvious she was mixed race. I refused to sign the birth certificate, and the paternity test I demanded afterwards proved my suspicions right all along. Neither of them are mine. The day I got those test results were the day I filed for divorce from that W.R. and walked away from the family I had created. I knew that it would destroy her son's life to see me walk out. Despite my concerns, I was the best dad I could be to him. I loved him with all my heart and put in 110% into being the father he deserved. Now though, when I see him I am filled with disgust. Disgust for my W.R. of a wife, disgust with myself for not trusting my instincts, and disgust that the last 6 years on my life have been for nothing. I have been told by multiple people now that I am a monster for leaving my son like this. My ex has tried on multiple occasions since I moved out to use him to guilt me into getting back with her. She will have him call me at random hours of the night crying and begging for his daddy to come back. The day I moved out, she paraded him into the room as I packed my things to show me how much damage I am doing. In every conversation that he has brought up, both online and off, I am berated and shamed. That despite the fact I am not the boy's biological father, I am his dad. What I have sadly now realized is that, to most, my own feelings mean nothing. My parents are my only supporters through all this, with my own siblings calling me a despicable person for abandoning a child like that. My feelings of betrayal and sadness mean nothing, because a child is involved. I know it is not his fault. I know that the man he called his father for his entire life just walked away, but why am I expected to man up? Why should I have to pretend everything is fine and I do not feel contempt for this entire situation? Why should I put my own life and feelings aside? I never was the boy's father, I loved him like one and honestly still do. But I would come to hate and contempt him if I had to play that role. Hate myself for not standing up and taking my own life back into my own hands. He is not my child, and even though it is not his fault, he is not my problem anymore. Edit. Wow, this post certainly blew up. Guess airing my dirty laundry accomplished something. Anyway, I've seen a few common questions so I'll just answer them here. 1. Her son knows the truth of why I left. I sat down and told him that I am not his father, and that his mother lied to me and cheated on me. I made it clear I am not mad at him, that it is not his fault this is happening, and no matter what I will still think he's an amazing kid. 2. Some are saying that I never loved him, or was always looking for a way out. It's hard to convey emotions in a text post like this, and even harder to allow vitriolic hatred towards your W.R. of a wife decontextualize the last 6 years of your life. You can believe what you want though. 3. I have a lawyer, and I'm not going to be paying child support or alimony. Last though, for those who say I should stay in her son's life and be his father. That's not realistically possible. I do not hate him, but I have been cheated on, lied to, and used by a vile self-centered W or who has now caught her children up in her lies and deceit. He is a casualty of her actions, and blameless. However, it can never change the fact of the harsh reality we find ourselves in. I don't hate him, I feel so sad when I think about how he feels. But, all I see when I look at him is 6 years of my life I was lied to. 6 years of my life I was used. And 6 long years of built-up doubts and frustrations with a woman who used me. There is no putting aside my hatred to try and be in his life, because the life I lived with him was nothing more than a facade cultivated by his mother. This is the harsh reality I find myself dealing with, and I simply cannot in good faith put myself or him through it anymore. Edit 2. Since I am seeing many armchair lawyers in the comments saying this post is fake on grounds of what I said above. I will not reveal what state I live in, but I am currently going through a fun legal process called disestablishment of paternity. Won't shut up 90% of you who think Google makes you a lawyer, but at least I tried. Edit 3. This is going to be my last edit before I move on from this small little distraction I created for myself. First, I want to thank everyone for their kind words to me. In the comments, the DMs, and the chat. You have given me a bright day for the first time in a while. I wish I could reply to all of you, but I cannot. Thank you enough. Secondly, I have noticed many people criticizing the word I used very profusely to describe my soon-to-be ex. I want to just say, the place I am now is one of the darkest I have been in my life. I see nothing but white-hot rage for the woman who ruined my life. Is what I said inappropriate? Is the word I used to describe her dehumanizing and vile? Yes. I will admit that. But I won't apologize for it. What I wrote here today was the truth of the world as it is for me right now. It is the raw unadulterated stream of consciousness of a flawed man. I do not intend to try and get people to hate women, or to push some misogynistic message about how women are terrible. That is not my goal here, and that is not the message of this post. I understand why people do not like the word I used here, and you know what, I accept that as a valid criticism of what I did here today. I came here today to simply find some outlet for the situation I find myself in. To rant, mourn, and deal with the complex and raw emotions that have torn me apart for the last month. A place where I can freely speak my mind. And you know what, I did that. Today was pretty alright, thanks to you guys. Again to everyone who showed me love and support, thank you from the bottom of my flawed heart. To those who came here disagreeing with me but showed me respect, thank you as well. After the shame and ridicule I face in my real life, the respect you showed me despite your disagreement was nice. So long, and thanks for all the fish. Redditors reactions, no more updates but some interesting takes from Redditors and op. Redditor 1, this hurt my heart to read this. My gut reaction as a mother was to tell you it's not the child's fault, etc. etc. And it's not. What has me not telling you to not try and daddy those kids is your ex's reactions. She clearly had every intention of using those kids against you. To try and guilt you and therefore control you. What an evil, awful woman. Your siblings are wrong. There's no happy ending here. It's not some made-for-TV movie. Get away from her and cut all contact. Block her. Get a new phone number if need be. Redditor follow up. Get a lawyer, you are gonna need one. What a terrible situation, I'm so sorry. Redditor 2. Man, this is a gut punch of a story. I can just imagine the looks on faces in the delivery room when the second came along. Your ex-wife sounds like complete trash and you're better off. I hate that the 6-yo is the casualty, but you didn't victimize him. She did. Redditor follow up. Exactly. Op did nothing wrong. My heart breaks for that little boy, but his mother did this to him, not Op. Redditor 3, your ex is 100% in a shoal. If she wanted to have kids with someone else, she should get them to play daddy. She wants to duck around with men who probably can't or won't support her but make sure she has someone to go home to play daddy to the results of her infidelity. Another thing you may not have considered, Op, is not only did she not respect you enough to not cheat, she didn't even respect you enough to use protection. You need to get checked out, like ASAP. You never know what you might have gotten that didn't show any symptoms. I had a friend get chlamydia from someone who had absolutely no symptoms, and hadn't been with anyone else for a few months. Redditor 4, As a child that came from a marital affair, your feelings are valid. My mom was married to this dude we'll call Jack, and they had my sister. Eventually my mom cheated on Jack with my dad and got pregnant with me, and Jack didn't find out until I was born, and it was obvious he wasn't my dad. He had basically black hair while my mom is brown and I was born blonde. He got a DNA test done, and once he found out, he left. He told my sister and my family that he couldn't look at me without being reminded I wasn't his child and that my mom cheated on him. I was too young to remember them being divorced. I just remember missing him. I don't remember how my sister took it, but I'll say this: I'd rather my mom and Jack get a divorce than them staying together, fueling the fire of a relationship that was drowning in unhappiness and resentment. It was the best choice for everyone in the situation in the long term. ETA, thanks for the awards 3. My dad's situation has always been a place of animosity and apathy in my life, and I'm glad I was able to talk about it here and potentially help someone who has a situation similar to my family's. Be good people. Edit 2, I wanted to add this in case Op sees the reason it was a place of animosity and apathy was not because of their divorce. It was because I have never had any sort of relationship with my dad, and my mom never told me who he was. It seems like you truly care for these kids, and I very much doubt they will feel the way I did in the future. Edit 3, yes everyone, I know how genetics work and that it would be possible for me to be blonde if Jack was my father. There are other factors that contributed to him eventually getting me tested that combined with the aforementioned that led him there. Please stop trying to give me a biology lesson in the comments, it's appreciated but not needed. Redditor follow up: he had basically black hair while my mom is brown and I was born blonde. Okay, but this is completely normal genetically. Lots of kids are born blonde and go darker later. And two dark-haired parents can easily have a light-haired kid if they've got some recessive genes kicking about, which they wouldn't necessarily know. It's the opposite, two blonde or ginger parents having a dark-haired baby, that's much rarer. Redditor 5, you aren't wrong for leaving, but you should have told him why. I know he is 6, but you would be amazed at what they can understand. And God only knows what she is telling him about why you left and who is to blame. Even if all you say is that you and his mom had a big fight, that you love him not his fault and won't be able to see him for a while. Op answer, he knows. I contemplated trying to keep him out of this as much as possible, but before I left I told him that I am not his dad. I told him that I'm not leaving because of him, but because his mom lied to me. That it's not his fault that these things are happening, and despite everything I think he's still an amazing kid. Redditor 6, as someone whose dad walked out when they were young but old enough to sort of understand what's happening, please at the very least tell that boy that it isn't his fault. The least you could do is save him from the horrible emotional damage his mother is putting him through by involving him so disgustingly in the divorce. If my dad had sat me down and told me that none of what was happening was my fault, I feel like I wouldn't have to face some issues I deal with now. Just talk to the kid, please. Redditor follow up: I think he said he did tell the child the truth and told him he was leaving because the mom lied, and that isn't the child's fault and he's an amazing kid. Redditor 7, this story is crazy. The same thing happened to my dad about 30 years ago. He was married for a bit to a woman, had a son he was sure was his. She later gave birth to a girl and he was certain that the girl wasn't his. Got a paternity test on both kids, found out both were not his. He tried to keep parenting the boy for a while, but lost touch when his ex completely lost custody of both kids due to drug use and the kids went with grandparents. Such a crazy story with so much pain. I've only heard this from my mom though, my dad has never volunteered this information up himself. Redditor follow up: it's actually surprisingly common for women to commit paternity fraud. France made it illegal for a man to get a paternity test without the consent of his wife. The official reasoning is very telling. Paternity tests were banned in France 15 years ago. If French customs intercept DNA samples or results in the mail, the perpetrators in theory risk up to a year in prison and a €15,000 fine. The French Council of State upheld the law on May 6, saying it did not want to upset the French regime of filiation and that the intent of lawmakers was to preserve the peace of families. Redditor 8, what the hell are these comments? Who gives a single duck if had a dad role he had every right to leave? His asset of an ex-wife should contact the kid's real dad. What actual bollocks are people encouraging? have a toxic co-parenting relationship for a kid that isn't yours. Op, you did the right damn thing. I understand the kid is innocent and shouldn't have his world turned upside down, but I can't understand how anyone is advocating to continue in this boy's life because his mom is a moron. Edit: some people are trying to spin a narrative that I, others with my opinion, only care about nature biology. I'll make it clear that I think adoption is wonderful and anyone who adopts is that child's parent. However, Op basically had a forced adoption under false pretenses and should not stay to play happy families with a woman who's destroyed his psyche and will use the kid as a pawn. No one saying this can accept that love be conditional and is living a fantasy where parents love to Saint Ron. Just Op no longer wants to be the child's father, and even the courts say he's not the child's father. He and that kid deserves peace, and duckers like you lot will try shame him into having a resentful relationship with the kid and abusive co-parenting relationship with a cow while spinning this narrative that he shames adoption by doing so. You all ducking suck. Op answer: I fully expected this to happen. Right now my parents are the only ones even considering my own feelings in my real life. I have been told in very direct ways that, despite her son being the product of an affair, I am still responsible to him because I believed my wife was not a WR for 6 years. My own sister told me that this child complicates things to such a degree that staying with my wife just to make sure the kid is unharmed was one of the best decisions I could make as a man. People here on Reddit have been much nicer so far to me, at least. But I feel like in situations like this, the feelings of the child and the WR who cheated on her husband are taken far more into consideration than the man who was lied to, used, and cheated on. Redditor 9, I don't know why people expect men to just be okay with raising affair babies or kids they're not biologically linked to. Go ahead and accuse me of elking empathy, it's true. But unless I'm biologically the father of a child, it's not my problem. Exceptions of course for other blood relatives. Unfortunate, since it's not this kid's fault. But your wife caused this problem, not you. Redditor follow up: when a single mom has a boyfriend that have been living together co-parenting her child for 6 years, nobody gives a damn when the mom decides to split, and the dad doesn't get to see the kid anymore. It goes both ways. If it's okay for a woman to take her child away from the man that has been their playing dad for so long, then why is this such a big deal for him to leave now when the kid isn't his? Redditor 10, you are doing the right thing, Op. Your wife knew exactly what she was doing when she cheated on you, and now she will have to pay for her own mistakes. I also feel bad for the kids. They will have to deal with a horrible environment for the next 16 plus years because of their mother's actions. It's her fault and only hers. Redditor follow up: also, those kids have fathers. She should contact them. But I guess she has no idea about the fathers. Redditor 11, this is awful. You were lied to by a manipulating woman. The whole basis PF a relationship is trust. So that's gone. And I agree, I wouldn't want to raise kids that weren't my own. I don't think Teresa right and wrong way to handle such a messy situation. It's all your wife's fault. Take care of you. I wouldn't be able to share the same space as this woman ever again. She's a total piece of acid. Redditor follow up: it would be nice if you could sue her for emotional abuse or something. Redditor 12, you made the right decision. No man should be made guilty and responsible for a woman's decision. Redditor follow up: also, would the wife do the same for him if roles were reversed? Probably not. Op, as much as it sucks and hurts, and of course we feel bad for the children involved, but the ex should have thought about the repercussions of her decisions and how it would affect the children. She held that responsibility and failed. Not only did she present the op as the father when he wasn't, she also took away the children's opportunity at a relationship with their bio dads. Take the time for you. In your gut, you know what's best. Everyone can sit here and be like, oh, that's so bad to leave them, but it's not. You were tricked, lied, and coerced into a situation you went into with a good heart. Now she has to live with her choices.